broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 30th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is hour one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the incredible checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, our blueprint for liberty. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Man, yesterday we had on our buddy Don Essery with us, a.k.a. Pepe Deluxe. He's a well-known social media influencer on Truth Social, and now he's brought back on Twitter. Elon Musk is bringing back a lot of people. Pretty good news, ladies and gentlemen. Don Essery is also a businessman, though. He's got a lot of different businesses. He does merch and a whole lot more. But he also does credit card services, trustonesource.com. If you want to learn more about that, and if you've been shut down by the credit card, I don't know what you want to say, abusers that attack all Christians and conservatives and everybody else to the best of their ability, shutting down the ability to get funding and donations and support and purchases and everything else, then you know what? Trustonesource.com, Don Essery can help you. All right. I don't get a penny for promoting Don. I just like the guy. I think he's a great guy. I think he means well. I think he has a positive attitude for the country. Just like all my guests, just like all the talk show hosts on these radio networks that I'm involved in, I don't agree with all of them all the time. You know, Don's a whole lot more doubling down in defense of the Donald than I am. I like Donald Trump. I think he's done a lot of good. I give him credit where credit's due. But you know what? My former co-hosts, Kirk Cosby and Donald Essery and many others, you know, they really like Trump. And anything that you say that's not super pro-Trump, they're not really, you know, on board with. That's okay, folks. I don't agree with all the different hosts or guests or people. I believe in free speech, and that's what this is about. And to all those, you know, folks who attack me, Southern Poverty Law Center, Anti-Defamation League, all these other folks, shame on them all. Because you know what? I've invited them to come on and discuss their beliefs as well. I'd be kind to them. I don't believe in attacking or bringing on a guest and kind of laying in wait to just bombard or, you know, ambush them in any way. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I'd let a Southern Poverty Law Center person or a very liberal person with their agenda come on the radio, and I'd let them talk about their beliefs and their reasons and their ideas. You know, if they say that I'm a racist, I need you to articulate how I'm a racist. Well, Sam, because you let some people on the radio that advocate for the white race. That's right. I let people on the radio come advocate for the black race, too. Well, Sam, you promote all these constitutional things as if you're the, you know, constitutional decision maker. No. If you want to come on and articulate your view about how you believe the Constitution is, you know, for example, if you believe it's a living, breathing document and such, I disagree with that. I don't believe in that at all. I don't believe you just change it on a whim. It isn't living and breathing, changed on the whim of bureaucrats or those who violate checks and balances or due process of law or anything like that. So if you want to change the Constitution, there are provisions and ways to get it done, but the law is the law. Let me give you an example, gun control. If somebody wants to come on the radio and advocate for gun control, I will have a debate, a discussion with them. If one of my hosts has a debate about that or has somebody on that's pro-gun control, I won't shut them down and violate their free speech. I won't. See, that's the difference. These clowns act like I'm the enemy or that I'm the bad guy somehow because I just believe in the free speech principle. We can debate this in the court of public opinion, people. And when we do, you know what? Educated people could prevail in the debates, the discussions, the free exchange of ideas, if you will. And then, you know what? The average Joe, the American people, can make up their mind of who they think has the upper hand in the discussion. Okay, that's why I'm willing to debate all these people on the Constitution. It doesn't mean that I know I'm 100% right. And it doesn't mean that I know I'm 100% going to win the discussion or the argument. What it means is I'm not afraid of those exchange of ideas. Okay, gun control. Let me give you this example. I'll just stick with two things. Ready? Everyone has a God-given inalienable right to defend one's bodily person and to defend their loved ones. Okay, that right should come before government or anything else. The founders understood that. They codified it in the 10th Amendment, the 10 amendments, right? The Bill of Rights, saying, look, government has no authority here. People have the right. That's not a privilege. That's a right to keep and bear arms, and that shall not be infringed. Okay? Now, that is the supreme law of the land, the supreme law of the land that we can have guns. We have the right of self-defense, whether it's a gun, a knife, my fists, whatever it be. Now, they want to then say, well, that right's not absolute, Sam. They want to say, hey, militias are wrong and bad and evil. No, that's a lie. You don't lie to me. You can say, well, Sam, gun rights have been battled and debated forever. You're right about that. Sam, even in the early days of the Republic, there were a lot of cities that, you know what, when you came into town, you had to give up your gun. I understand all that historical context. It doesn't change my belief, my conviction, my understanding, and the supreme law of the land that says I have a right to keep and bear arms, and that right shall not be infringed. And it documents militias. Now, you can debate what they are in your opinion, but militias are legitimate and have been forever. And the legitimate militia in the United States has every right to exist and can serve at the behest of the local sheriff all the way to the president of the United States. Militias don't have state boundaries or jurisdictions. What the key to a militia is that people don't understand a lot of times, you can't just form a militia and take the law into your own hands at will. Because what happens when my militia is bigger than your militia, right? Or mine's more powerful than yours, or got better arms, or better ammunition, or better, you know, shooters, or whatever the case may be. Okay, look, it relates to the proper role of government. Relates to you got to work for somebody with authority. Authority comes from electing people to office. Power comes from the support that authority gets or does not get. You see, so we need to really understand these principles and work within the system to peacefully restore the republic in the traditions of our founders. But I'll give you this example, this flashback about Hanoi Jane. Jane Fonda calls for murder of Christians / pro-lifers on The View. Yeah, just weeks before this Nashville Christian school shooting took place. Okay, this is just shameful. Folks, how dare her? Now, if I was calling for things like that, see, that'd have my head. That kicked me off the air. That shut me down. That have the FBI all over me and everything else. When it's the liberals, though, they don't care. And we, the people, don't do anything. We just sit back and go, oh, that, ain't that a horrible thing? And that's all there is to it. Nothing else happens, right? Okay? Shame on her for saying that. I believe she has the right to free speech. But you know what? The litmus test that they always use is you don't have the right to yell fire in a crowded theater, right? And this is the point. They don't have the right to literally suggest and encourage the murder of someone else that they disagree with. But there's more and more and more of these liberals advocating for that, promoting that, hinting that, suggesting that. And then when they get called on the carpet for it by people like me, they go, ha, it was a funny joke. That's all it was. Can't you take a joke, Sam? But see, if it was me saying things like that, they wouldn't call it a joke at all. They'd say, look, this guy's dangerous. Lock him up. Stop him. He can't do that. Well, you know what? When you cross lines of free speech, it's a problem. So I'm a big advocate of free speech. I'll tell you that right now. Probably more of an advocate for free speech than anybody you guys can think of. I don't know who's more for free speech than I am. At the same time, there are lines and limits to the free speech you can deliver. You know what? You can't just run around and libel and slander people. You can't run around and just create a defamation of character and things. There should be lines. The problem is they've now manipulated things into America to where if you're a celebrity or a public figure or whatever you want to call it, then there's a different standard than there is for the average Joe. See, that's a problem too. So if you're Sam Bushman, when they want to tell you that I'm a nobody or that my radio talk shows don't matter, they just want you to believe that I'm just nobody. Average Joe thinks he's important, thinks he's a scholar, thinks he's this, himself proclaimed this and that, and they just mock as if I'm nobody. On the other hand, when they have their relentless attacks to the point of abuse, you got to wonder why they're attacking me so hard. If I'm so inconsequential, then why would you keep attacking or worrying about me at all? I mattereth not, do I? But they know that I matter. They know that what we do matters. They know that we're over the target. They know we're catching flack because we're over the target. And they know that we're way bigger than they even admit. Because even if we don't get the credit for a lot of the stories, a lot of the narrative that you experience in the mainstream press and in society, a lot of that narrative comes from us. They won't admit it. They won't give us credit, but it does. Without us in the game, they wouldn't even have those discussion points on the table, folks. So, you know what? I'm not trying to take credit where credit's not due, but what I'm trying to do is highlight how come then if I don't matter, do they attack us so much? And then when we do matter, and when we try to sue them or push back and say, wait a minute, you can't commit that kind of character assassination, virtual drive-bys, as Rush Limbaugh used to call it. And how come when we want to sue you for libel and slander, they just come back and go, wait a minute, Sam Bushman is a celebrity. Sam Bushman is like a public figure, baby. You can't stop us from giving our opinion on Sam Bushman. See, that's how it goes. Well, anyway, there's a new poll out. They claim it shows over 60% of the Americans don't want Trump to run in 2024. Now, I submit to you that's a flat-out lie. I mean, it might be factual by numbers, but you got to understand that half of Americans don't even vote, so forget them. Out of the second half, ladies and gentlemen, a recent survey conducted by NPR and Marist indicated that just 38% of individuals in the United States want Donald Trump to be president or run for president again. Well, that's a huge number. 38% want Trump to be president again, while the majority of respondents, 61%, do not want the Republican to serve another term. Well, again, I say that it's all manipulated, basically, folks. The next thing says, according to the findings of the study, 76% of Republican voters want Donald to run. Wow, that's an overwhelming majority, you see. So if you take the whole nation, 50% don't vote, 50% are Democrat about, well, of course people don't want Donald to run. But 76% of Republicans do? Wow.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
True Passover versus Easter. The Catholic Church and most denominations follow the Jewish Passover. Here is the Jewish tradition. The Passover takes place 14 days after the new moon, after the equinox. But what does God say? In Isaiah 1 verse 14, quote, "Your new moon feasts and your appointed festivals I hate with all my being," unquote. Now notice God's word versus Jewish tradition. Quote, "In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight, is the Lord's Passover," unquote. That's from Leviticus 23, verse 5. God's year begins on the spring equinox. Passover is always on the 14th day of God's year, the 14th day after the equinox. The Sunday after the Passover is Resurrection Sunday. None of this is about fertility, which is exactly what Easter is all about. Easter bunny and eggs, fertility rites, are paganism.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about this interesting manipulation in the media that we see. We got Brian Rush, RushQuinnGift.com, back with us. Welcome, sir.
Thank you much, Sam. Glad to be with you.
Kelly Finnegan, welcome, my brother.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. So they basically came out with a poll that said, you know what? Hey, man, nobody wants Donald to be president. 61% of the country doesn't want Donald to be president. 38% want him to be president overall. But I find that absolutely dishonest and misleading as a headline, because when you dig into the story, you know what? 76% of Republicans do want Donald to be president. 76% of Republicans. 34% of independent voters want Donald to be president. And believe it or not, even 11% of Democrats are in favor of Donald becoming president again. Now, when you think about the country, you know, half the country or more doesn't even vote, really. The other half, wow, You divide that up into the different camps, and 76% of Republicans plus 11% of Democrats want him to win. That's a significant number, though, of people. Now, they say 89% of Democrats don't want him to, 64% of independents don't want him to, and 21% of Republicans don't want him to. But again, I say it's manipulated because how do you ask the questions? Like, if you want to ask me, Sam, do you want Donald to be president? Well, it depends on what we're comparing. If we're comparing that to Joe Biden, well, absolutely I want Donald to be president. If you compare that against the constitutional conservative being president like Kelly Finnegan, then I'd say, no, let's have Kelly, not Donald, you see. But what are the parameters? What are the details of the question, right? Do you want Donald to be president? Realizing that 90% of the scandals the Republicans and Democrats have thrown against him have been nothing burgers. You know, do you want Donald to be president knowing that there was election integrity problems with the reason he lost last go round? You know, how do you contextually put the question forward really matters. Let's start with you, Kelly. What do you say to all this? I think they're just playing games here.
Well, like Mark Twain said, there's three kinds of lies. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. And that sounds thrown around. You know, I mean, how do you, there's so much overlap in that. And it is. The people that write the, you know, the polling, they manipulate how they want the answers to go. So, you know, show me what the questions were that you actually asked and how you asked them.
Amen. And Brian Rust, what I find fascinating about this is, isn't it almost election tampering? If you start this early saying, yeah, no one wants the Donald to run there, everybody's against the Donald, and then you get into the statistics and you go, well, that's not really the case. 76% of Republicans want, well, you expect the Democrats to want the Donald? Of course not. You expect the people that don't vote to really matter in that question? It's just absolutely dishonest, Brian.
Yeah, and the issues, I kind of like go back to the accountability. Even, you know, there's no accountability for the hype and the crap that they throw out, or they, you know, they kind of change their narratives and so on. I think a lot of people want the Donald, like you say. I mean, is he the better person as opposed to Biden, or maybe somebody else that's running? And I think people look at, you know, myself personally, I liked a lot of things Donald did more than any other president I know of, you know, per se.
Agreed. And that's exactly right.
But I wish he would just kind of, you know, maybe he needs to get somebody to be his voice over here instead of him being the voice. You know, let's put this person out there to be the voice. Let's get the work done. Let's move forward. I mean, and that's the key. But I think a lot of people like that. So I don't know, you know, if that
could
change.
What about Kelly Finnegan or Sam Bushman? We could do it.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Get the word out there.
Yes. You guys are the guys. Let's get you out. Let's get your name on the ticket with them. Let's go.
Well, and that's one of the things that I've been encouraging President Trump to do is tell me who you're going to surround yourself with. Because I think Trump's biggest downfall last time is he literally underestimated the deep state big time. And he surrounded himself with all kinds of clowns, all kinds of people that literally betrayed him at every side. He needs to come back and get people like get Richard Mack in charge of the FBI, get Sam Bushman in charge of the media, get Kelly Finnegan, a chemist, in charge of, hey, what can help get rid of COVID, get Brian Rust in charge of the Treasury Department, get, and just tell me who you're going to surround yourself with, Donald, because I'll vote for a package if it's real. But I don't know about, you know, when you get up there and get surrounded by the deep state because you're so naive, then you just get sunk. Look, all these agencies are going after the Donald. He could have defunded and got rid of most of these agencies already, but he didn't take the chance. Now they're after him like nobody's business. Kelly, what do you say to that?
Well, you know, that's exactly right. He didn't pick the best people, and I'm sure he's a hard man to work for. That's the other problem with it. But you know, if you came out and showed your hand before the election, this is who I would do this, and this person would do this, and here's what they do, and laid it out like that, people would really respond to that.
I think they would, but I'll tell you this, they're trying to just keep the attacks against the Donald going, ladies and gentlemen. Look, AmeriFirst Legal, for example, now will obtain and expose records about Alvin Braggs. That's the guy that's prosecuting the Donald right now. In his unprecedented efforts to target a political opponent, said Gene Hamilton, that's a guy that's the vice president and general counsel for the organization. They're going to get this on the table for discussion. But meanwhile, hey, we're not learning about Bragg. The mainstream press is now quiet about it. And the judge says Pence must testify to the January 6th grand jury. See, they're just keeping all this alive. And I say that it starts to manipulate and have effect on elections, though. You know, if Mike Pence is now testifying, gall, those bad Republicans are still under scrutiny. Donald now and Bragg. Donald won a huge round with Bragg. Now, Bragg's had to back off. The jury claims that they're going to not convene on the matter for the next month now. They've had to back off so fast and so hard. I'm convinced that they were going to arrest Donald, but now they're hesitant to because of the blowback, and people are sick of this partisan politics. But this is what they're doing, and I say that it starts to interfere with elections. It's election tampering. How long can you keep somebody under scrutiny under false pretenses? That's been happening to the Donald since he came down the elevator. Or, I'm sorry, the escalator. The escalator, Brian.
Yeah, I think, you know, the agenda of this side is been this way forever. I mean, they throw things out there in the media, so the media grabs it and runs with it, and that's, you hear all about all this stuff. Like, he's going to be arrested. Tune in. It's coming. You know, all this stuff. Then they change a little bit, and then they change this, and they just keep throwing this and kicking this can down the road. And I think people are getting tired of the games, and there's no accountability. That's what I kind of said the first, you know, the comments is there's no accountability for this terrible, you know, agenda that they throw out. Just like on the way, what that TV show you were talking about earlier, they throw stuff out there and it's okay for them. But Sam, if you throw stuff out there, oh, it's not okay. It's such a double standard, and it's absolutely pathetic. Sorry, I'm gonna my soapbox here, but you mentioned Trump. I think Trump, you know, going into this thing, he rubs shoulders with all these people. I'm sure he was one of the elitists. He was rubbing shoulders with, you know, the Clintons and all everybody there. Well, and then he got caught up in kind of, well, I know them. I probably don't know this guy. He'd be good. We'll just put him in here. And I think it was a learning curve as a president, a learning curve in here. And they threw him under the bus and just pounded him. And I think he's waking up. But there again, you know, what do we do, huh?
What I need to see from Donald Trump now, though, is I need to see that he'll make different choices of who he surrounds himself with. And if he really does that, I would consider supporting Donald for 24. But he's got to be willing to come on Liberty Roundtable Live, to go on the Alex Jones show and then have the big old Alex Jones scandals, to go on the mainstream press over and over and over, that hate and betray him at every turn. But to not come on, say, Liberty Roundtable or other shows. Look, we supported him and got him elected before, and it can be done again, but he's going to have to really start to embrace those who have given him support, and kudos when he does what's right, folks. But look, right. Lawmakers now rebuke Biden for creating a trade deal with Japan and bypassing Congress. Okay, where's Donald and the Republicans to really say, look, that was criminal. We need to prosecute Biden for this. You can't do that in America, sir. But see, I don't hear anybody crying foul except for a couple of Democrats.
Yeah.
What the heck is up with that?
Well, and it's funny, the more the Democrats keep bringing Trump up into stuff and showing how petty things are, the more they keep him in everybody's mind. You know, if they would just stop talking about him and keep him out of the news, then let him say something, you know, possibly stupid. That would work for him, but they're the ones that are doing it.
You got that right. I also find that interesting that the IRS is going after people. There's a journalist by the name of Matt Tavey, and he was testifying before Kevin McCarthy and others' ethics panel on, you know, the weaponization of government. The IRS came to his house the very same day. Oh, is that politically charged? To say the least, I think so. There you have it. All right, hang tight. Coming back, the Honest Money Report in seconds. Brian Rust, Kelly Finnegan, RustCoinAndGift.com on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Casualties are reported after two Army helicopters collided and crashed over Kentucky. The 101st Airborne Division said there were several casualties after two Black Hawk helicopters crashed near Fort Campbell. Last night's witness, James Hughes, heard the collision.
Two helicopters came over pretty low, and all of a sudden, as soon as they got over the house, something popped, loud bang, and everything shut down just all of a sudden. So we jumped the truck, came over here, and that's what we found, two helicopters. So.
The choppers crashed in a field just over an hour's drive northwest of Nashville, Tennessee. After reporting this week on Russia's failing economy, Russia's main security agency says it has arrested the Wall Street Journal reporter for what it described as espionage. Russia's Federal Security Service said this morning it had detained Evan Gershkovich, a U.S. citizen in the eastern city of Yekaterinburg. In the aftermath of a deadly tornado that struck Mississippi last Friday, President Biden and First Lady will travel to Rolling Fork tomorrow. Nothing public is on the president's schedule for today. A train hauling ethanol derailed this morning in Raymond, Minnesota, igniting several rail cars and forcing nearby residents to evacuate. Raymond is about 100 miles west of Minneapolis. The town is not accessible to the public at this time. Today is officially opening day for Major League Baseball, and a handful of rule changes are sure to affect how America's pastime is played this year.
The most visible change is the new pitch clock, which affords pitchers just 15 seconds to deliver their next throw and 20 seconds with runners on base. Pitchers must begin their motion in that time or be assessed a ball. Batters not in the box by the 8-second mark will receive a strike. Also, runners may have an easier time stealing bases this year because the bases are 20% bigger, reducing the distance between first and second by 4.5 inches. I'm Skip Kelly,
USA News.
Here's football star Tony Romo for Skechers Max Cushioning Footwear.
You know when you go to your kid's game and you have to sit on those uncomfortable, super hard bleachers? That's how I feel now when I wear regular shoes. Why? Because once I started wearing Skechers Max Cushioning, I've been spoiled with how amazing extra cushioning feels. Skechers maxed out the cushioning with a thick, comfy slice of super light Ultra Go cushioning for a soft, pillowy feel with every step.
See all the fashionable styles of Max Cushioning at the Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Brian Rust, Kelly Finnegan on Liberty Roundtable Live. Wow, there's so much news, it's just shocking. We'll get into that in a second here. All right, Honest Money Report. Brian, what's gold looking like, sir?
1968.3. 68.83.
Is that down or up a little bit?
That's up from, that's about $30 higher than just last week.
All right, 1968.83. How about silver?
23.65.
23.65. That's up just a couple of cents there from what I understand from last week. There you have it. What do you say to all that, man? They're still, even with all the problems and the bank failures and everything else, Kelly, they're still able to hold gold and hold silver to manipulated prices. They've arbitrarily got that held down, don't they?
Yeah, it's funny with Amazon and, you know, Adobe and all these people laying people off that the unemployment rate goes down. I don't get that. They keep coming out and saying that the economy is doing great and it's doing better than we ever thought it would, and people buy this crap. So as long as people will believe it, that's what happens. But I see people every day going, wow, I didn't realize that the government lies about this or that they really don't have our best interests at heart. Yep, that's true.
Brian, what do you say to this? I'm a little surprised at their really via paper, their manipulation, their total control, though. There's no way with all the job losses, all the bank melting down, all the unrest in society domestically, all the attacks on power stations and train, you know, any mode of transportation seems to now just have more and more and more accidents. I don't believe that's a mistake. I believe there's something going on, you know, shootings, job losses, closings, economic turmoil, and all these different possibilities of war, and yet gold and silver just hang out there, no problem. I'm just not buying it.
Yeah, I'm not buying it either. It's on a spreadsheet. So as long as they want on this spreadsheet page, they're going to write this and write that and so on. But I'll tell you right now, in my little tiny shop here in Provo, I mean, demand is huge. I mean, and I'm chasing metal trying to get it. People are flooding in here wanting to buy it. And we can't, you know, it's almost like we can't even meet demand. We're just swamped and have been for the last, well, quite a while, basically. You know, one factor is the fact that erosion in trust, and that's basically what's happening. Our banking system is based on trust, right? I mean, we hope that our money's taken care of, and it's, you know, we can draw on it, we can use it, and so on. But that erosion, you know, this trust, you know, this erosion of this trust is causing panic, and the collapse of these banks, that's panic. Well, you just keep starting to ripple effect panic, and I don't care what they want to control, even on their spreadsheet paper. Panic's going to drive it, and we're kind of heading for that bubble, I guess. Or a lot of people are starting to get worried, and if you know they start closing banks and people start waiting in line, you wait. panic will drive it.
And then what can they do though? Because look, they can stop the runs when it's one bank bailing out another bank. I get it. When it's, hey, let's just, you know, create a bunch of money out of thin air and transfer it here or there to make people feel good. Hey, you can withdraw your money, go ahead. And when a few people do it, then everything by word of mouth calms down and all that kind of stuff. But look, when people start taking possessions of metals, commodities and this kind of stuff, when people start, at some point, they don't have in that world the ability to stem the tide at all, Brian.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, I think people, you know, peace of mind, we've always said, is putting things in place, you know, preparing basically, and you have peace of mind. And I think that you're able to avoid some of this, you know, moving forward in kind of a panic situation. I mean, the government's going to do what they're going to do, and they have to kind of, but I think the people, the more and more people that are educated, I guess, will, you know, and start to see these effects, and more and more and more people, they've got to kind of change their rituals, I think, at the top, because, you know, more and more people are voicing. And then I guess, you know, what happens then, I guess, is that we have a civil unrest, us against them, and, you know, they back us into a wall, and now we're going to fight. Or
I pray not, Kelly, but this is my point. When it's the paper play, they can always just print more money, or they can have this bank send money to that bank and make you believe it's good. And as long as there's not too big of a run, they can kind of stem the tide. But if it came to taking commodities or currency, gold and silver, real money, and people wanted delivery, it would call a halt to the con game literally in seconds. Overnight, it would happen, and they wouldn't have the ability to stem the tide, would they?
No. And somebody pointed this out to me. If you go to the usdebtclock.org, and we've probably all seen it and how fast those numbers are going, on the far right of that chart, there's two lines that says paper silver, paper gold ratio. And you can look, it's about 351-1 on silver and 120-1 on gold. So for every physical ounce they hold that's in an ETF, there's 351 people that say, that's my ounce of silver. So there's no way.
All right, so explain that again, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just kind of highlight this so people get what you're saying, because this is really important, and I want to make sure nobody misses it. What you're saying is, on the National Debt Clock website, they have more than just the debt clock numbers ratcheting up like you see. Shocking as all get out. But if you look a little closer and you go to the right further, you can see relationship of paper to silver backing. In other words, what paper play we've made versus the reality in dollars. And when it's gold, for every ounce of gold the government has, or, you know, that there is to back the, quote, paper play out there, it's 351-1. 351 people say, hey, that's my ounce of gold, to every ounce they have.
Silver.
Oh, silver. 351 to silver. Gold's 120. So when you look at that, though, look, how many people would it even take to call a halt to that con game? One out of 153 or one out of 150, I'm sorry, one out of 351 when it's silver, one out of 120 when it's gold, would call a halt, because then once they got their ounce, nobody else could get theirs, right?
Yeah, that's why they have in the contract they can settle in cash, and it's on the close from the day before. And that's what they're willing to admit to that's on there. That's not, you know, reality. That's what somebody said. Hey, this is what it is, officially, you know, like the official how many ounces of gold that the United States has or whatever. But, yeah, and they can settle in cash, and it's on the close for the day before. So if you don't hold it, you don't own it.
Wow, Brian, what do you say to them apples, sir?
Well, that's exactly right. We've had people come in here, and they've tried to get their metal, and they've sent them a check. They can't even pull their metal out of their IRAs or their stuff, you know, those holdings. But it's funny, this paper money system, the versus the gold back system, demonstrates by far the superior of gold immediately. But why do governments choose paper? Well, because the paper money allows the wealthy and powerful to best manipulate interest rates, prices, and money supply to their advantage. So most governments in the world are choosing paper.
Other than that, it's not so bad, I guess.
What you've done is you've lent them a lot of money, and then they tell you, well, you know, now you don't have to pay for a vault fee, or you don't have to worry about storing your metal to protect it. You know, we'll take care of that for you. But they don't have it.
That's right.
Yeah, it's easy to store things in the vault for somebody if you don't have it and you're not really storing it. You're just lying and pretending you are. It's pretty easy to manage those fees for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very easy.
Plus, I'm not a big fan of these storage places. I've seen a number of them here in this state go under, and they've got to take the money with them. You know, here, I'm going to store with this place. I tell people, look, you got to control, you know, you take this. I don't want to store it. Oh, well, can't you store it for me? Yeah, I can, but I'm not. I don't want to store it. That's why you have it. You need it. If you need it today, you got it. You don't want to call Joe down the street and hope you can get your stuff and while 500 other people are calling Joe as well. Hey, I need to get my stuff. That's like the paper market. Realistically, you might have metal, but it's stored somewhere else. You're calling Joe. So is 5,000 other people calling Joe, and it's just like we'll get it to you here. We'll ship it out. You'll get it in about 3 or 4 weeks or a month. No, you have it today. You got it today.
Yeah, I own this. I own this silver and gold, but it's in a vault in Delaware or Switzerland.
Yeah,
well, that's going to do some good, isn't it?
I don't even know how really to respond to this kind of a conversation because I look at this and I just go, man, it is so off the rails crazy. It's hard to even really fathom what people think. Interestingly enough, and I'm not really into this red state, blue state stuff, but there is a headline that I find interesting, especially when you guys are getting ready to file your taxes for April there. Headline says red state residents have lighter tax burdens compared to Americans in blue state.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Hello, TPC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com. AmericaFirst.com.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about the outage. Somehow the internet just went down. I don't know if it was just normal life. I don't know if it was storms. There's a lot of storms in the south. I don't know if it was they didn't like what we were saying on the radio, so they took us out.
Right.
I don't want to get into conspiracy theories on that, Brian, but, man, it just seems weird that some of the most critical times of discussion are they gone. But red states versus blue states is a fascinating discussion. I don't really like the difference between the Republicans and Democrats discussion much, because it's usually the blame game, right? But in this case, you literally see significant tax burden reductions if you're in a red state versus a blue state. That's not insignificant, Ryan.
Well, that's there again. There's an agenda there that they're trying to accomplish and push for. And it's like kind of like the free phones. You know, you vote for us, we'll give you a free phone. Or this incentive to you know, get all these people. You come across the border, you don't need any kind of ID or nothing. Just here's a ballot thing. We need you to vote for this, sign off on it, da-da-da-da-da, and off they go. I mean, there's just all these things that are going on, and I think it's wrong. And when they're caught, they – you know, do a bait and switch, and then they're off to something else. So,
all right, there you have it. Do we have Kelly back too?
You do.
Welcome, sir. What do you say, though? I find this not insignificant that there's that much of a difference between the red and the blue states.
So, are you saying that red states don't pay as much in taxes, or they pay more in taxes?
I'm saying that red states have a less tax burden than blue states for the Americans who live there. So, if Kelly lives in a red state, Kelly pays a lot less taxes than if Kelly lives in a blue state. Even though
they're
I don't like the red-blue divide, this is becoming reality to where it's hard to argue with the numbers.
Well, they're the ones that want to give all the benefits to people and everything, and are driving all their residents away. So, of course, the tax rate has to go up. You're going to pay for all of that. If you're losing all of your actually productive people, you've got to tax the ones that are left to pay for the stuff. It just makes sense, you know.
It makes sense. I agree. And it makes you just, if people are looking for places to move, what I'd do is eliminate all the blue states, first of all. I'd just look at a red state. Not that I believe in that partisan divide, but there's something to this. And then I'd take that red state list and I'd say, okay, I'm going to eliminate all the right to the non-right to work states. I need a right to work state and I need it to be red. And then you get that list and then you kind of come back and say, okay, out of that list, then which states really, have congressmen and senators who are more conservative or that vote more constitutionally? You can just start to go down the criteria like that. You can either look at where to move based on, hey, beautiful weather or that kind of stuff, or lots to do, or you can start to look at it from a liberty point of view and say, all right, if I'm into liberty, what states should I really consider, Brian?
Well, I think, if we could get more of a vision of kind of the, what is and what isn't kind of thing. But the problem is the what is and what isn't, we have no idea. I mean, it's like a bunch of mirrors, and we can't, which way to get out of this cycle. I mean, it's just, there's so much clutter out there, and we trying to wrap our heads around, is this truth? Is this not truth? You know, and I think that's the problem. There again, I mentioned trust earlier, and I think trust is a big problem. We don't trust. And so, and by example, why should we trust? I mean, you've shown us this. And now you're saying, well, we're not going to do that again. We're going to be better. We're going to do. They're not. It's a joke.
It is a joke, Brian. Kelly, what do you say to that?
Well, it's this whole division thing. You know, it's kind of like you get what you vote for, and that's what they voted for, and they keep doing it now. They've closed all the Walmarts in Portland, and they just closed one or two in Honolulu, and just like, maybe there's a problem with crime. You think? There was a guy I just saw, he got arrested, and he got out. He told these officers he got arrested on Wednesday, he'll be out by Sunday for kidnapping, carjacking and all this stuff. But unfortunately, he got arrested in another county. It wasn't Cook County. And they're like, no, you get 22 years. So he wanted to have, he put his lawyer to have it moved back to Cook County because that's where he initially stole the car, but that ain't where he got arrested. So he's like, no, we don't play that game like they do in Chicago.
Wow, that's fascinating. Speaking of people that are literally going off the rails, we mentioned the people on The View that threaten, the answer is just to kill conservatives and pro-life people and this kind of stuff, Christians and everything else. Well, now it turns out that Katie Hobbs, press secretary, posts a threat on Twitter of violence against, quote, transphobes. And I look at that, and what is a transphobe, Brian?
Well, it's another, it's a bunch of letters, or it's
that's a good here's question, the deal. Sam. Here's the deal. When somebody's trans, when they're a woman and biologically and they think they're a man, or believe they're a man or identify as a man, whatever words you want to use for this, or vice versa. I'm not afraid of those people. I don't have a fear or a phobia of them. That's a labeled lie. I just disagree with them. I believe it's not true. I believe it's a sin. Male and female created he them is the way God puts it, and I agree with that. Now, it doesn't mean that I hate those people or I do any harm to those people. I just think they're absolutely confused, and I pray for them and hope for the best for them, and I want to teach them and love them and let them know that they're children of God. And that, you know what, gender is an eternal characteristic of the human race. There is a binary here. And as much as you guys want to pretend it's not true, it is true. As much as you want to lie about it, or it is the facts, it is reality according to God's law and all scientific reality. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm in fear or have a phobia of these people. Okay? Not in the least. It's just that I absolutely disagree with their lifestyle choices. I believe their sins. I believe that they're thoroughly confused. I believe they're jettisoning the Christian fundamentals. Okay, I believe all those things. But that doesn't mean I'm in a phobia of any kind. Kelly, what do you say to that?
Well, I was going to say, I'll throw in a scientific term. You have things that are normal, and if you're outside of what's normal, you're abnormal. That's abnormal. I'm not saying that, you know, hey, you're a freakoid or whatever. But you're not normal. You're not following the norm. If I started driving on the left-hand side of the road in the United States, I would be driving abnormally.
You'd be like a liberal if you did that.
Yeah, in England, it's okay to do that. You know,
yeah,
but not
they're liberal
here.
Over there.
So it's abnormal. and so, you know, we were made to procreate, and only a male and female can do that. If you got two males and two females, they can't procreate. That's abnormal. That's abnormal behavior. I don't care. You know, that's the scientific name for it. Period. Doesn't matter if it hurts somebody's feelings or not.
If we describe something as abnormal in a scientific realm, does that mean we got a phobia, Brian?
Maybe. No, I just think they want to drum up whatever they think. I agree with Kelly. I mean, I lived in England, and they did drive on the other side of the road, and I had to get used to driving over there, and it wasn't easy at first, but you tend to do it. But over here, we don't. And so and yet over here, you know, and I would have to say based on drugs or alcohol or something else, we're seeing more and more people driving on the wrong side of the road. And how well is that turning out? Well, it's not. There again, it's this agenda that they keep throwing, and then they, you know, add more letters and numbers to things and to change this, you know, opinion. It's a zoo out here is what it is. And we're trying to grasp all this. All I am is a little shop here in Provo. I know people are wanting to buy and are investing in metals because they have worry about their banking system and they want to protect their assets. They've worked hard to grow this wealth and it seems, or not even wealth, maybe it's just a paycheck and hold on to maybe some of their assets. And I know that the world we live in, it's kind of scary for a lot of people.
All right. Basic concepts, ladies and gentlemen, the norms, that's the word used, the norms of science. Really important general concept that Kelly brings up. And I really think that matters, the norms of science. We're not saying that you're evil. We're not saying that you're bad. You're just thoroughly confused and outside the norm. Scientifically, that's reality. That's what I mean. This binary is scientifically backed. Anything that suggests different doesn't have facts on their side. And it's against the norms, if you will. Brian Russ, thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you, Sam. I think you're a normal guy.
Whoa. Because I have a wife and children, and I believe in God's laws, you mean?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. Wow. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you. And Sam, to the other side of that, you're abnormal because you have a wife and kids.
Oh, yeah, abnormal according to the propaganda peddled by those outside the norm. Just saying. All right.
Amen.
Thank you, gentlemen. Look, take possession of your medal. Brian's here to help you get that done. RustCoinAndGift.com. You got a friend in the honest money business. Thank you, gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. God save the Republic. Is calling on God normal? I think it used to be. We pray it continues, huh? This nation shall endure.